Blog Talk Radio.
Your biggest challenge isn't someone else. Mm-mm. It's the ache in your lungs and the burning in your legs. And the voice inside you that yells, can't. But you don't listen. You just push harder. And then you hear the voice whisper, can. And you discover that the person you thought you were is no match for the one you really are.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I've been a little on the reflective side in recent weeks, maybe even months. I'm Kerry Hines, and as we kind of wind down to this immense celebration of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I have to say, I have to look ahead. What's next in the journey? Many folks always come up and tell me how remarkable what we've accomplished together has done and what it means to them and their lives. This is not lost on me. I appreciate it. And we have some things that I think you're going to be surprised about. If you think you know everything about Hair Radio, you don't. But we're excited that we get to unveil them together. And this journey really, really does continue. I'm just as enthralled as I was my very first day on the air with the Morning Edition. And that has no chance of slowing up. So as I continue, as we continue, as we welcome new fans, along with our amazing family of fans that we've had over the course of the entire 27 years of doing the Hair Radio Show, it's just been a wonderful ride. And we're still on the highway. So that's it. I'm looking forward to what's next, and we're just going to keep on keeping on. And thanks so much. I'm really excited. We'll just see what's next.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I was just thinking, and you know, that's a very dangerous thing for me, but I was thinking about some directions of media, especially, and some of the moguls. One was featured recently on one of my favorite other shows, The Sunday Morning, and they were talking about Byron Allen and all the things that he's done with media. And they had something with Robert Townsend and Keenan Wayans and all this stuff, even, you know, Camille Bell and Spike Lee. And I thought, wow, those are, you know, impressive people. In, you know, in my little mind. But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections. That I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
Mary, just to even hear you speak of me like that is just, I can't even begin to tell you how profound that is. And when you mentioned folks like Byron Allen, I caught the tail end of that about Byron Allen. And I, on this amazing Sunday news program that I watched, and I'm going to Google it so I can see the whole piece, because I'm so motivated by individuals like Mr. Allen and so many others who demand to be treated with respect and demand that our community is respected with regards to broadcasting and communication and recognizing the talents and contribute, you know, what we've contributed. And so I'm all in, and I also want to extend the same kind of greeting to you and what you've been able to accomplish, Mary Reed Johnson, and with Hair, Head, Heart. So thank you. Thank you very much for that wonderful intro.
Absolutely. And there's so many ways that we can start, but I'm thinking I'll start with kind of the 6 degrees of separation. because I know you've had some of these topics and you've addressed them before they were, you know, addressed by, you know, some names that, you know, may have ties with whatever media source. And so let's maybe start with one. Let's talk about Cosby. And, you know, the show that you did, how did you come up with the idea to even approach that? And this was, you know, light years. I know who Camille Bell is, of course, but light years before this project was going, I think you had already addressed it. I mean, it went as it was unfolding. So how did you even come up with that, you know, feeling that pulse that maybe it needed to have a discussion?
Well, first, Mary, thank you so much. And I just want to preface all this by saying I don't know where Mary is going with whatever she wants to know, but the annals are open, our archives are open, and I told her she has free rein to ask me anything that she wishes for you guys to know. So I'm glad you mentioned this. We did a piece called About Cosby, and talking about Cosby. And I remember the graphic and the whole idea. And I had this inspiration from, you know, let me preface everything by saying let's go back to listen back for a moment on this, because a lot of what we do at Hair Radio and the Hair Radio Morning Show is steeped in coverage or revisiting topics and things that might make the general broadcast media a tad on the uncomfortable side. And it's not meant to do that. It's not designed to do that. It is for us to be able to be offer a bit of realism to the Black experience. And we welcome everybody to that experience. Doesn't matter who you are, what race or nationality or any of that stuff. But we wanted to take a look. I noticed for the most part that when I look at media, I see a divide. I see that there is a way that it appears to me anyway, that folks outside of our community, will listen or view discussions or topics or what have you, and folks that are inside of our community will view and listen and weigh in on different topics. And it can be largely said, of course, folks with shared experiences tend to have similar beliefs and all of that. So I can understand that. And folks outside of the community are looking inside, or looking from the outside to what they perceive to be how we are. So that's kind of how that is. So when you are telling a story, whether it's my show or the general media out there, you're telling it from that perspective. And if you don't have folks from this community, from our community, being part of those stories being told, well, they're not going to really tell it with the kind of real cultural connection that it needs to have. I'll give you a quick case in point, then I'll circle back to your question about Cosby. I was watching, during the month of February, you'll always hear of Black History Month, and that's all wonderful and great. But I noticed a lot on local news, whenever that month comes around, and this is a good lesson for any time that you're listening to this wonderful piece today, but what I've noticed is that oftentimes the discourse or what the local news is doing, they're not really telling you stories about Black history. They will take a story about a person, a Black person of note, who might now be running a cookie stand or whatever, and they will talk about that on their newscast and then put the moniker or the banner up there, Black History Month or what have you, when the real truth is all that they are doing is doing what they should be doing anyway, which is inclusivity about African Americans, just like other cultures should be represented. And so, but the thing is, it's not Black history. It's Black people, nope. But it's not really Black history. If you want to talk about what the contributions of our ancestors have done for America, then talk about that. But you're not, they think that just by showing Black people and putting the banner Black, that already tells me who's in your newsroom and what your discourse is doing, and where there's a disconnection. So I don't want to be part of that, which is not organic for me. I want an organic experience each morning, and I want that experience to be shared by the folks who tune in. So there are, I've never wanted to just, when I like just to look at the shows and not, even if they have Black people on their newscast, I'll tell you, there's not an organic feeling for me. It's just, I see folks, and my favorite one is where you'll have folks who may be Black, who, where folks outside the community look and they think they're kind of maybe not Black, and I'm looking at them thinking that they kind of might be Black, and somebody else is, because they, it's like I call them real, invisible kind of, that can fit into anybody's mindset.
Commitment, I think it's a commitment to whether it's community or colorization or perspective or heart, all of those, are things that you can, paint and make it seem like XYZ, even though in reality it's not too hard to scratch that surface and see the reality, which is that more than 98% of the media comes from an exclusive source. we'll just put it that way.
Exactly.
And so this is not a new story. But what I like about Hair Radio Network and what you do, Carrie, is that you are more genuine and don't seem to be afraid to have whomever, whatever story, and it's their story, you know, and you know, you invite them to present it. And I think that's very happy. And again, you haven't been, it's not like your first time at the rodeo. You've been doing this for what, 29 years or thereabouts? How long have you been?
Somewhere around there. we'll park it on that one. That's a good number to park
okay,
it on.
Okay.
But Mary, I do in closing on that, I do want to just mention that, you know, my whole point was that you have these different newsrooms locally who generally don't include folks of, I don't see it with my eyes so much, especially here in my market, with the darker hues. And but what I will find are folks who are totally the opposite, where it just does, it's not inclusive. And you feel that when you look at these things. And this is something that seems to be missing across the board, generally speaking. Now, when it comes to the Cosby conversation, that was my whole reason for thinking about Cosby, first of all, because when I thought about this and had the inspiration, it was from he had just been sent off to prison. You could see in the news coverage that to say it was slanted is like is the understatement of the year. And so it was in the midst of all of the confrontations.
Me Too moment.
The Me Too type movement and all of these things bubbling up to the surface. But there was a tinge of other conversations that seemed to be the discourse that they were trying to bring to the surface, and that was color. And so with Bill Cosby's story, and again, he had just been sent off to prison, and the negative onslaught. And this is not to discuss whether or not he's innocent, as far as I'm concerned, or guilty. I have no idea. But what I do know is that the from my perspective, the lens was very different from what seemed to be, again, the folks inside versus outside the community. So as we moved along with his story that we've been kind of brought into this with local news media and the coverage of it, I just kind of thought that it was time to visit this after he had been away for some time, incarcerated. So I thought it was a good time that we should brush off this story that seemed to be, as far as the discourse I got from the media, was to lock him up, throw away the key.
Right. Well, I saw, and again, not to say whether he's guilty or innocent. I mean, everybody's guilty of something. Everybody's, you know, just being responsible for your actions, whether you positioned yourself in someone's lair or, you know, whatever. I'm not going to retry that. But I also want to look at the concept of character assassination, and I want to look at the stereotypes, and I want to look at people being responsible and not responsible, on and on and on. There's just a myriad of directions we could go. But for him, one of the things that I would say, because you mentioned colorization, he was the first one, like they can pinpoint that this was the first leading black actor. He wasn't a subservient, he wasn't a lackey, whatever. He had equal footing with his co-actor, I guess, in I Spy, Robert Culp, right? They had equal roles, basically, and, you know, a little trendy. But he actually saw somebody being painted up in blackface who was going to be his stunt double for whatever episode, and he stood up and he's like, well, I'm thinking there's somebody who you could get who's already black, you know, that type of thing. So he opened up the door for that. He opened up the door for actors of all hues and all ages. You know, he did a lot of good. So to say that he's an imperfect person. I'm not necessarily shocked. I'm not necessarily saying he wasn't acting in some cultural ways that were accepted at the time, but the punishment and the crime don't seem to fit. I'm not going to judge that, but I'm looking at the good that he did as a black man in a very I want to say disadvantaged, but an unequal setting, and he still stood up and he still did good and right things, just like Hazel Scott. And, you know, we have more than one, but his longevity and the numbers of paths that he opened up for other people, clean comedians, you know, all kinds of things. I think that those just shouldn't be thrown out with the bathwater. You can't undo the good that he did, you know. So I think if people take a listen to that discussion, I think they will be reminded of all the layers that go into being a celebrity and all the layers that go into being a black celebrity, and even the more layers and amounts of courage that it takes to be a black celebrity who recognizes that you do have some power and to use it properly. When I say properly, I mean for the positive of mankind, or, you know, humanitarian efforts. And, you know, they could have totally just blown him away and, you know, we never heard of who Bill Cosby was again, but it didn't work out that way. So, you know, I applaud you for giving him some space and having a discussion about, you know, the good and the bad. So I just wondered where it came from. Yeah.
And Mary, that is that's exactly what happened. We wanted to take a look, and someone needed to mention the contributions. I'm from Philadelphia, so I grew up looking at every corner, and there's Temple University, and there is, there's a very deep, profound feeling that you know Bill Cosby, that he's connected to, he's from Philly, he's connected to Philly, and this was, for all of us, we had that kind of pride. But the thing that really resonated was that he had done so much in the education sphere. And so, so yes, again, this is not to try guilty. We don't know. I don't know. Don't even, that's not my thing. I'm able to make that discernment about being able to see if to really look at the good. And that is something that is incredibly important. So, Mary, thank you for that. Oh, boy, you just opened up with a bang this morning. Okay.
Well, it's your show. I know that you have it, and I know that people need to know about it. So where did you come up with some of your titles for Hair Radio Morning Show? Because you've got the network, right? You've got the show. You have just a variety of parts of your brand. So expand on some of, you know, how one part of your brand led to the next part.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you mentioned this, Mary, because folks are, sometimes they can, you know, we have similar titles with everything, and everything is radio and hair, and you're not sure if you're listening to the radio show or a recorded podcast or the live show or a 24-hour network. So we have all the above. And let me just tell you, I'm so pleased that you ask it this way, because it started out as the Hair Radio Show. And Hair Radio at that time was one word, so it was HAIRADIO. It was the Hair Radio Show, so it was literally three words. Hair Radio was a made-up word. I later down the road separated it, but at that time it was HAI Radio, the Hair Radio Show, and so no one could find it. So I said, okay, I got to separate the word hair from radio at that time in terms of the broadcast. And we started out of Newark, New Jersey on the station WNJR, which was located in downtown Newark, New Jersey. And that's on AM radio. So it's called AM and FM radio. It's called terrestrial radio. So I started on terrestrial radio. Folks, you know, these days they start on the internet. starting on the podcast.
Right, right.
I predated all of that. So I started on an AM station with the Hair Radio Show. And that was a fluke. I had already been producing radio shows. I started with a show on the West Coast for kids and then came back to the East Coast and started a
program. Go back to that. Was that the Fuzzy Bear?
Well, it was actually, it was our version. It was my own thought. It was called Fluff the Bear. Fluff the Bear was, and I'll tell you that story too. It's a very interesting story. But I have to say it really was the beginning of my whole journey. So, and I've never really told this story, and then I'll circle back to why and how we got to Hair Radio and the names and all of that. But yes, when I moved out to California, because I'm from Philadelphia, folks, again, just as a reminder, as I just mentioned, I'm from Philly. And so I went out to the West Coast, to LA, to Los Angeles, to just kind of, you know, get out to the sunshine. I'd always wanted to. I'd traveled there many times working in the airlines. I said, let me give it a try. So I moved out to the West Coast back in the 90s and started work for one of the major airlines, a legacy airline carrier, which is, means one of the old big-time airlines, and got with my coworkers. And I was inspired to create a children's character. And I was inspired by one of my friends who went to this super expensive school that you guys on the West Coast, all of my friends out in California, you know the school, it's USC. And there weren't a whole lot of, you know, wealthy black kids out there who were going to USC. You know, you had to have money, essentially, was my take on the folks, the kids that went to USC at the time. And so my friend, who was ironically from New Jersey also, here on the East Coast, that I met out there in L.A., and so shouting out the folks in Hackensack, New Jersey. So my friend John, and I got to talk with John. John wrote, I was so proud of him. I'd never met anybody around my age who worked for Billboard magazine on the West Coast out in L.A., which produces the Hollywood Reporter newspaper even to this day. They're still the same people on Wilshire Boulevard. Which I lived off of Wilshire in L.A. And so John was working for, you know, Billboard magazine. And he had been, they paid him extra, I guess, because he was already working there, to interview Queen Latifah. So I'm looking at
who?
His article, Queen Latifah. She's an actress and rapper from, yes. She's still out there doing a lot of things. And this was in the 90s, and Queen Latifah was mainly a rap superstar at that time. And so they put him in Billboard magazine with this huge picture, and it's still available on the internet too, by the way, this article that he did. And so I was so proud of John. I was like so proud. And I said, if John, now John was also going to school at USC, as I mentioned. And so I was like, wow, if he can do this, it's got to be something I can do. And so I went into, out in L.A., they have the apartment. And out there, it's a little different than here where I am in Brooklyn, New York, and probably out there where you are as well, Mary. But on the West Coast, out in L.A., the apartments all have like a little dressing room. So you may have, you've got a bathroom, and then you have a separate dressing room, which usually your bathroom lets into, and then you go into the rest of your apartment. Those were many of the apartments. You folks out there in L.A. know what I'm talking about. Well, that's very different here. I have never been into an apartment or even a house or anything on the East Coast that has a separate dressing room like that, unless you've got a mansion somewhere. So mm-hmm. out there, that was the typical, all these old apartments have that. So I went into my dressing room in Los Angeles, and recorded a children's show. I just said, you know what, let me just, I literally, in those days, you'd have a tape recorder. And I took a tape recorder and just told the story of something that was off the top of my head. And I made up a story, being so influenced by And I'll say that influence was from Winnie the Pooh, obviously, when I was a kid,
right.
That my mom bought me those stories. So I came up with the idea of Fluff the Bear. I never made that connection at the time, but looking back, and as we are now listening back, but yeah, I created the Fluff the Bear story on an audio tape, audio cassette for you guys from the last century, or the last couple
Thank
centuries.
You.
Yeah, so I created a story called Fluff the Bear, in which I was telling the story of a little child, a bear, who has great friend or these two little friends, and he went on a journey to fall asleep. So that was the whole story. Mm. That was the crux. Remember, it's for kids. You don't have to make it War and Peace. It just has to make sense to the little ones. And we didn't really talk down to them. We enjoyed telling a story that the whole family could listen to. And so I took this idea to my colleagues at the airline, and the airline allowed us, supported us. They did a big article of me in their magazine, their aircraft airplane magazine. So you guys
know
the airplane.
Oh, I remember those, yes.
You remember the back seats of each airline, you know, you
yes.
sit there and pull up. Well, I was on page 3. I'll never forget it for that month. And along with my colleagues at the airline. So we would voice the stories. And that led to so many other things. But largely, they had a plaque of me on the airline wall of my accomplishments. Mm-hmm. So the magazine, they had the picture, which I'll share with everybody. I put it on social media. I'll put it on our website at hairradio.com for everybody. But what was so astonishing is that no other employee had a plaque on the wall at the airline except me. And when I would fly on the airplane, you know, I would travel back from L.A. to my home, my family and stuff on the East Coast, they would announce that I was on the airplane and to turn to page 3 so they could read the article, and everybody would clap on the airplane. Well, that did it for me. That did it for me. So that's how I kind of, that kind of really brought me into it. And, you know, to think, and so I thank John for inspiring me to create Fluff the Bear. That went on to the success of the airline. And then the big news is the airline wanted me to develop audio content for the airplane for children. So that
oh, wow.
led me to go to end up on Sunset Boulevard in L.A. At the same building where Atlantic Records was at the time. You guys, you know, may remember Atlantic Records. So I went out mm-hmm. to that building, and because somehow I got connected with a public relations firm. Back in those days, I didn't know PR. I didn't know what a publicist was like anybody else. I was just like, you know, just going through life. And so I got connected with a public relations firm, and I remember going in that building and on the elevator looking out and seeing Atlantic Records on one of the floors on Sunset, and going up to the PR firm. And there were no black faces. Let me just be honest with everybody. There were none. And I sat in the conference room. They all came in, and they connected me with an outfit that took – radio, they had their own radio network, which I still remember, and they took my children's cassette idea, my children's cassette, and turned it into a radio commercial. And they put that mm-hmm. commercial of my cassette onto 875 station advertisements. So we were in
wow.
875 markets talking about Fluff the Bear cassettes and the commercial, you know, the radio show and the, you know, get your own commercial. I'm sorry, get your own, buy your own cassette. So that was my first time being out in 875 markets at the beginning of this and the 90s. And so from there, I was discovered in part by, I took that and turned it into a week theater show. And the gentleman who was one of the stars of the Amos and Andy TV show. Now, remember, this is Los Angeles. He had
wow.
opened up and created a very respected live performing theater called the Ebony Showcase in Los Angeles. And he was there with his wife and his daughter, Valerie. And his name was Nicholas Stewart, was one of the stars of Amos and Andy. So I went to the theater. He loved me. They loved me there. And I got to know his family. And he allowed me to put on a Fluff the Bear live performing show on Saturdays. And that's what I did. So I had the radio show. By the way, the public relations firm introduced me to a radio station out in Glendale, California. So I was able to put on the very first radio show that was on that in L.A. anyway, at 7:30 in the evening, called the Fluff the Bear radio show. And from there, that was all running kind of simultaneously with the theater show from Nick Stewart Theater, called, again, the Ebony Showcase Theater. What I loved about Ebony Showcase Theater, and again, you mentioned about the 6 degrees, is that one of the board of trustees, Nick Stewart had all these black celebrities as trustees of his theater, his board of trustees. And one of those individuals was, of course, guess who? Bill Cosby.
Bill. Oh, my.
Bill Cosby. So there you go, Miss Mary.
Wow. We're listening to Air Radio Network. Or which one are we? Hair Radio Morning Show? Which degree are we in right now, Terry?
Well, that's the thing. And I wanted to spell out the beginning. So that's how the Hair Radio Show had started. So I got that impetus when I returned back home. I took the success from all those cassette sales, moved back to the East Coast, and opened up office space in downtown Newark, New Jersey. And that's where I had my own staff. I had all kinds of folks helping me at that time with two assistants, and again, upstairs in Newark. It was really nice. Now, so I created the Hair Radio Show at that time. And the Hair Radio Show was really just the idea of taking, I thought I would just have a hairstylist or two give out some hair tips, and that would be it. So I assembled a staff. Most folks don't know that I didn't host the first Hair Radio Show, even on my own production.
Well,
I had taken four hairstylists. Two were doing what in those days we called natural hair, which is what it is still is. But they would do like locks and twists. That's what they were known for in Orange, New Jersey. And one lady, she was in Montclair, New Jersey, and she would talk about like the cosmetology side of hair care. Hmm. And then I had another gentleman who was a barber, but I think he also did like natural hair, but he was like a barber in that realm. And the four of them, along with, I just produced the show, the first hair radio show, I just produced it. And they would talk, and they were wonderful. I love them so very much. But you're looking back at a lens now that's very different than in 1995. In 1995, we all had to be in the same room to produce a radio show like that, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So you could dial in, but it was you had to go off to a radio station in those days. So it was so hard to connect everybody who was in different places. And they were awesome. I love them so very much. I wonder whatever happened to them. I'm going to see if I can find them to say hi.
Great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'm going to try to do that. I'm so glad we're having this discussion this morning on the Hair Radio Show. But, yeah, that's how I started. And the only reason I said, well, I love the hairstylist giving tips, but let me see if maybe I could do it since I couldn't get everybody as often as I wanted to. And I had schedules and things like that to adhere to for the radio stations that we were on down in Newark, New Jersey. And so I said, I'll take over the hosting if they'll accept me. I'm thinking, you know, as far as the public is concerned, I said, because I can look at it from the novice's point of view, which is probably it's the angle anyway that I wanted to have. I wanted to ask the questions genuinely that folks who need to know, you know, would like to know. It's the same thing I wanted to know. And that's what I did. Okay. I started with that in mind, and I took over the reins of host of my own show and creation for the Hair Radio Show, and that's how I started But Mary, with that impetus, or with the thought anyway, that I was providing content for just the general public, I had no idea that we were going to be taken over, so to speak, by professionals in the industry, by the product companies, by all kinds of folks coming on board, by the entertainment folks even hijacked us. But I had
talk about some of the product connections and people in the industry that have appeared or that you've worked with on Hair Radio Network.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and also just to wrap it up so you know what happened after that, because we went from the three-word title, The Hair Radio Show, to the actual kind of like five-word title, which is The Hair Radio Morning Show. So as I said, back in 95, the Hair Radio Show was created, and I'm very proud of that. And we started again with folks, you know, the general public providing tips. But as we moved along, I left the industry, and I wasn't as steeped in the hair industry, let me just say that at that time. I got inspired by the folks at Bronner Brothers, which I'm shouting out the Bronner Brothers folks. I'm great friends with Bernard Bronner and all the people these days. But when I started, I didn't know them. So I went to the Bronner Brothers event down in Atlanta at that time and had a chance. I was so inspired by seeing so many amazing people of color assembled, great music blasting from through the rafters and all kinds of movement. And it was I was so touched. And then I got to know a lot of the African-American hairstylists who were there. They were off in their rooms. It was like a convention, and they invited me. They took me in and made me a part of their family. And that feeling is still with me today. And I have devoted myself to the betterment of this community, and it's never waned. I'm still a person who cares very much for hairstylists and for hair people. That will never change, and I'm glad that I hope that I've represented the community well. And so that is how the Hair Radio Show began, and we brought it back in 2015 as the morning show, kind of like a, you know, Steve Harvey-ish, you know, type radio show, in which, and I didn't know if it was going to be accepted. I said, you know what? 3 hours every day, weekdays, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 hours a day live? Oh, my goodness.
That's commitment.
That's commitment. Mm-hmm. And that's how I started. And so I began, you know, producing that, never having been on this particular broadcast platform. But I started, and I had some friends, and they walked me through how to turn the buttons and hit the different things. I had never done it on that platform. And I got started with show number one, which is still out there for folks to listen to. But the issue with that is there is a big difference from listening back then to those three-hour shows. Like, my first week was just chaos. I didn't know what I was doing and hitting different buttons and all of that stuff. Well, again, that was in 2015. And since then, we've had quite success with it. We're talking about, you know, like close to 1,000 shows later. And so I'm just so grateful. I really am. So you asked about some of the guests who were on the show. Again, early on, it was just about giving hair tips. And so I would have on illuminated hairstylists. So folks who had reached a certain level in the industry, as well as others who they were just sharing their success with other hairstylists who were on the way up. And I felt that all could contribute to better hair care for everybody. And that was the whole idea and the foundation of the Hair Radio Show. But I do have to share this. It all sounds like, oh, it's perfectly normal to talk about hair on radio. Well, yeah, it sounds perfectly normal now because of something called a podcast. But when I created and I first told individuals, I'm going to do a show called The Hair Radio Show, I was literally laughed at. Literally to my face laughed at. A show about hair? on radio? What? Nobody wants what?
You just got to know who you are, right?
Truth. Well, let me tell you, Mary, that was how it was looked at back in 1995. So no one knew of a word called podcast, in which podcast talks about all kind of a variety of subjects. Screwing in a light bulb can be a podcast. Well, nowadays, that's accepted. But in my day, again, there was no such thing as a podcast. We preceded the internet. So there was nothing but called like radio. And so I like to think of myself as, you know, the father of the podcast, if you will, because that's what it was.
Oh, absolutely,
and,
a pioneer.
Right?
Absolutely. Oh, and when you talk about it's your day, I mean, it's still your day because
you
have not stopped growing and you've expanded just tremendously in the topics, in the range, and how you tie things together. It's like I know you have one book, but you need to make another book to explain kind of this rise and
yes.
How you process, because it is amazing.
Well, you're very kind. And yes, I do have a couple of things out there that's available for you guys to read, and I'll talk about that. But Mary, that's the whole thing. And talking about laughing at the idea and notion of talking about hair, I remember here in, I was in Jersey, so the Northeast, and New York, the big newspaper, we have a couple. We have the big New York Times, which is a daily newspaper here for all the city. But we also had the New York Daily newspaper. And that was just as popular out there. Now, these are not, you know, I call, you know, throw papers for the urban side of town, if you know what I mean. So these were newspapers that reached across the board to every walk of life in New York City. And I remember that at that time, the reporter in New York, in the Daily newspaper anyway, they used to do a section called Radio Something. It was a radio section. They used to talk about radio shows back then. And he was doing, I used to read the man's column. I was so excited that we would be mentioned in his column one day. I was so excited. And so that's what happened. I remember he printed something about hair radio, but it wasn't all that kind. What he said was that, here it is, here's the announcement to tune in to Hair Radio Show, but why would anybody really care so much? Hair is so esoteric. That was the word he used. I didn't know really all that.
Esoteric. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yes, and I had to look it up then too, but I knew it wasn't a pat on the back, so to speak. So I was just happy that my name was in the newspapers. It was literally in the New York Daily newspaper, just that one line or two. And I didn't appear again in the New York Daily newspaper until maybe 10 years later, when I did a 10-year celebration about the Hair Radio Show. And it was done at this huge place in Manhattan called the TV of Museum. Let me get it right. The Museum of Television and Radio, of TV and Radio.
Oh, wow.
And I had never – this is not a place where you see a lot of folks from the hood going up into, okay, I'm going to just put it honest, out there. And this was where they had been around for, like, years paying tribute to broadcast. And we're talking about broadcast, okay? And it is called, again, the Museum of TV and Radio. Now, they changed their name just recently to the Pelley Center. And and you can Google that out there. So they're still around, but they had a name change since we were there. They allowed me to come in. I couldn't afford to rent the space. And they allowed me to do a special 10-year celebration in their location. And I remember one of my good friends, Marilyn Bell, who is, she had a magazine called Black Elegance, BE, that she was the editor of or behind producing it. So she came to our event. So many other folks came to the Museum of TV and Radio in Manhattan in New York City to our celebration. And it was wonderful. They had chairs. You could all sit around and listen through the headsets and talk through their mics. And it was beautiful, a beautiful location. So I've got pictures of that, too. So that was my beginning. So You asked about hair products and all of that in my books. I recognized that I had a lot to share. And I tell all the fans of the show, even to this day, that it's got to be something that is real and true. And, you know, a lot of folks have gone on to emulate what I do or to be inspired by what I do. All that's wonderful and good and all of that. But it's flattery, but mine is really, truly organic. Like I tell people, well, you know, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show, my three-hour live broadcast, which is Monday through Friday through Blog Talk. I said, you're listening to that from 6 to 9 New York Times, 5 to 8 Central. But that's only 3 hours each day. I said, I literally am the Hair Radio Show 24 hours a day. This is not just something I turn on and turn off at the end at 9 o'clock when we go off the air that day. I'm literally living the life of the Hair Radio Show. I do interviews. I book guests. I give people updates. I write down things. It is a full on operation, Mary, a full on operation. So that's what I generally
do. Amazing. I mean, you still have to take care of yourself. So thank goodness you finally established business hours. But I know even when business per se is not something you're engaging in, you are still wrapped up in business things. So, I mean, we all benefit from it. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Well, you got it, Mary. And that's really how we started. The Hair Radio Show then morphed into the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're still there in that space. And then I turned that into a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hair radio network. And what that was designed to do at the time, this was in the early 2000s when I first created the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, is what I called it back then, in which I would literally have a hair radio show going on around the clock. And that's how I started. And that was way ahead of everybody, way ahead. The only issue at that time in the early 2000s is that many of the hair salons didn't have computers in our community. They might have had them in the other communities. We didn't have that many of that. I used to literally go and walk from salon to salon in the Northeast. So this is not something, you know, I didn't just wake up and decide I'm going to do hair radio. I lived every drop. I wrote hand cards and would pass out things and walk and talk to people. I went anywhere I could find to get the ear of folks who would listen, literally. And so that was my big thing. It really was. And I tried my darndest and kept beating the drum of the Hair Radio Show out there. And we kind of kept on going from there. And that was really the generic start of how things kind of picked up. And my 24-hour network, I started it, and I said, you know what, I even knew that that was too early and ahead of its time. And I knew and felt it. I knew and felt it then. That was in like maybe 2003 or 4, something like that. So years later, long after I created even the three-hour broadcast, long after I created that, because when I tell people that we're on or about around 1,000 broadcasts or what have you, it makes people think that I'm talking about my entire 25-year career or what have you, and I'm not. I'm only talking about the last several years as the morning version, the morning show, the radio morning show. So what I've done, the difference between that original 24-hour network that I created, the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, even the sharp-eared listeners, some of our interviews are classic interviews from that time period. You'll hear me intro them as the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. Well, you guys know out there, I no longer call it the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I call it the Hair Radio Streaming Network. So we are streaming these days, and I'll talk about that down the road, about the difference between broadcasting and streaming and all of that, and somehow some parts are the same and so forth and so on. But our streaming network is what has really done amazing things. And so we're the first to have that, which is based in hair and beauty. So I kept that theme going on our new version of this 24-hour network. But now I get to put on classic shows that I couldn't have done back then. I get to air the entire 3-hour episodes from our amazing archive of Hair Radio Morning Show episodes. And so largely when you tune in, you have that opportunity to listen to some of that, to listen back literally to some of those classic episodes with amazing guest stars that you asked me about earlier. Those guest stars include folks like CeCe Peniston, the amazing Dionne Warwick, who's, I mean, you're talking about folks who, CeCe Peniston is the queen of dance, you know, sold millions of records through Billboard. They kept track of all of that. But CeCe was one of the most sweetest celebrities. She was the very first celebrity that I think I interviewed ever. For radio, she was kind enough to come up to my production studio, I told you, in Newark, New Jersey. And she and her manager, she came there. It was a three-story walk-up. And I sent a limo for CeCe to come to our station in Newark, and she did. And she was just extraordinary and sat down with us. But the first, I think she came to the production studio, and there was just one mic. So we were real close in those days, literally.
Wow.
And we shared that one mic. And CeCe was so sweet. She's the one out there, if you guys know, she had the big hit record called Finally and so many others. You know, We Got a Love Thing and all these other songs that she had. Just huge success. And she's still out there, literally. So CeCe came to the studio and did the interview with us at that time. And she, like I said, she was the very first to come to the broadcast, and she had huge hit records and all of that. And so from her, I went on to interview a lot of other music, local folks in music and all of that, but to have the kind of success that I would later experience interviewing folks like Ray Goodman and Brown, all those folks, they were on the show. And I think they started their radio show after coming to my radio show. But I went on to interview folks like Dionne Warwick and, again, Melba Moore. You're talking about Grammy and Tony Award-winning names. Gerald Austin, who also won a Grammy. I also interviewed the fella from the Four Tops. I interviewed so many people.
And their assistants, like the guy, Mary Wilson's assistant.
Yes, recently. Yeah, that's right. Well, the great Mary Wilson. And again, we touch across the landscape of entertainment and, and political world. I've interviewed folks from TV and movies and all that wonderful good stuff and folks I've been most inspired by. But yeah, Mary Wilson that we lost not all that long ago, her last assistant was a wonderful fellow that I had not known before this interview piece. And he came to our show and told us the story. He was the person who discovered this amazing, incredible singer that she had passed. And you guys know Mary Wilson. She was one of the supreme singers, literally singing right next to Diana Ross and the other lady who had passed away earlier, that they kind of made that movie. We're talking about Florence Ballard, who they kind of made that movie Dreamgirls about. So all this. So, I've been able to tell the stories. And that's the other thing that goes back to all of this success is that being able to allow folks to come on this broadcast and tell their stories. About their amazing connections with some of these superstars. So who else did we have? I've literally interviewed folks that I really wanted to know about. My other favorite big one. Go ahead, Mary. Were you going to say something?
I was going to ask, who were some of your favorites? I know one of them that I found really entertaining, and it might just be because of the story, was the glue girl. It wasn't her, but the one who helped her remedy her issue.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. That's a juicy
one. You're just
one.
Always really progressive.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, I've had many folks everybody from being on radio literally live with the White House when Michelle Obama was in the White House, her stylist Johnny Wright at the time, who went on to do his own TV show on VH1, with friends of mine as well from the West Coast. But yes, Johnny was on our show. He literally told us all about being Michelle Obama's hairstylist at the White House, and that was just incredible. I think at the time also one of the biggest folks was Beyonce's hairstylist, Beyonce's dad, who was on our show, Matthew Knowles. And Matthew came to the Hair Radio Morning Show as a guest. He had no idea what we were really about. And when he got on, as many of you guys have heard his interview with us, he was so impressed, I think, because he had a chance to reconnect with his roots. And he told us about when Beyonce was a little girl and he had his family and his ex-wife, Tina Knowles. They had that hair salon out in the Houston area. So these were opportunities for me to tell, let them tell their stories. And but one of my favorites, because that's, I think, your question also, was that the gentleman who was over at CBS worked with the Good Times TV show.
John Amos?
Well, he worked with all of those people. John is still somebody I follow on social media to this day out of northern New Jersey. But no, the gentleman's name is Eric Monte. And you guys, I was a little kid watching Good Times and the Jeffersons and what's happening now and all that stuff. And I remember every time I would look at the episodes, I'd see the name on my screen, Eric Monte. And I said, who in the world's name is Eric Monte? And I never knew who it was, but I always wondered who this Eric Monte was. And it took years before I would figure out that it said the creator, Eric Monte. And so that's all I knew. To me, Norman Lear, who was the Caucasian gentleman, was the person who created these characters. That's what I thought. But it did have his name there. It said Eric Monte, and also the gentleman who played let me just make it clear. It was Mike Evans and Eric Monte. Mike Evans mm-hmm. was the one who played Lionel number one on the Jeffersons TV show with the Afro. They later had
You know, I am remembering now because he wrote for it. Yes, I'm remembering now.
Exactly. Wow. Well, he was one of the co-creators of, I mean, it's an interesting story that I tell and I've played on the Hair Radio show, and I'll get it on sometime for you guys when you go over to our 24-hour streaming network at www.hairadio.com. You'll hear the story being told over there. But yes, to get to the point of that, Eric Monte and Mike Evans went out to Los Angeles to pursue show business careers. And they both ended up connecting with this producer who is a super producer named Norman Lear. He's still with us. And, so Mike Evans and Eric Monte, and Eric Monte went on himself to create a movie that is, of anybody of a certain age, it is identifiable with our culture, called Coolie High. Well, he wrote
High.
Based on his life. And so Eric, and Mike, and again, Mike Evans, if you guys remember on the TV show Good Times, the family's name was Evans. Well, that's why it was named Evans, because it was named after Mike Evans. And the little kid name was Michael. That's why his name was Michael Evans. He was named after Mike Evans, the actor and the writer. So so that went on, and the whole story unfolded. And we were so lucky to have this amazing – when I came back to radio – as I told you, I came back to the morning show and created the 3-hour broadcast called the Hair Radio Morning Show back in 2015. I had the opportunity to interview one of my childhood heroes, and that is the incredible Eric Monte, who welcomed me back to radio. And along with his, so that meant the world to me to have, and Eric Monte provided a special message to all the fans of the broadcast. So that is something that I will always take with me. And that happened around the same time, the end of 2014, when the New York Daily newspaper, remember I told you about the two earlier times, I had brief mentions in that newspaper. But this time, at the end of 2014, they dispatched a big-time writer and photographer to my home area right here in Brooklyn, where I still live, and produce everything, to do a big story on me. That's out there on the internet. It's out there, Kerry Hines, New York Daily News article. And that is still out there, and they did a big story on me. That was the same day that I got to interview the Reverend Jesse Jackson. And so, and his words were, "What is the hair radio show?" I never will forget that. But yeah, that kind of told me, you know what, maybe you're getting somewhere, Kerry. So when I came back to do the live show, the 3-hour morning show, that's the actual title of the New York newspaper, the New York Daily newspaper. They wrote, "Brooklyn hosts to revive hair radio show online." I'm not kidding. It's out there on the internet just like that. So, you know, I'm very grateful. And that was one. I also had some of the publications, like the New York Amsterdam newspaper did a big story of me as well. And so, and I've appeared in different magazines, hair magazines, you know, the Salon Operator newspaper, and a big publication called American Salon Magazine, which I think they're connected with a big international beauty show here in New York. They've had me on their magazine covers and for the events and all of that. I'm still connected with a lot of these people. We've become great friends over the decades and just been doing amazing things. But, yeah, that's been my life. That's been my life.
Wow.
And I didn't know I had so much to say.
Oh, wow. I bet we could go on and have more episodes of
yeah.
that, because you just scratched the surface of what even I know. So
yeah.
I just thank you for, like putting in all the work, all the time, all the effort, and enjoying it, making us enjoy the journey,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Well, Mary, before we go, I just want the folks to know how appreciative I am for you to take the time to give me a chance to tell more of my story. A lot of the fans don't know these things. I've never shared them like this. And I wanted to take a moment to say how inspired I am for making the acquaintance of Mary Reed Johnson and bringing you to the Hair Radio Network. And I know a little bit about Hair Head Heart. But what can you fill us in to tell us with before we say goodbye? What can you tell us about Hair Head Heart? So I'm going to switch the table back around.
Okay, now put me on the spot. Well, generically, Hair Head and Heart has to do, you know, top down hair, literally the mind, the things that go into thinking about not only processes, but, you know, how to make your career better. So business development, career development, that type of thing. So hair. And then the heart is the passion that not only I have, but the people who are service providers in the industry to make that just better. So anything concerning hair, head, and heart, I offer services still. I'm not sure how many more I'll be doing that, but I still offer services, and I'm licensed as an instructor as well as a service provider in Michigan and Minnesota. But I'm offering more and more workshops because it's easier to reach people these days. And so, you know, look for different things online, and I'll keep you posted as that.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm saying thank you to Mary Reed Johnson, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much, Mary. Outstanding. Great job.
here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Your biggest challenge isn't someone else. It's the ache in your lungs and the burning in your legs. And the voice inside you that yells, can't. But you don't listen. You just push harder. And then you hear the voice whisper, can. And you discover that the person you thought you were is no match for the one you really are.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It is Friday, May 5th. 2023. It is our show number 849. Want to say happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone who celebrates and celebrates it, and just so excited. We have so much. It's mid-show. We got so much live talk to talk about today, and I don't even know where to begin. We got a lot to get into. First up, I got to get on live right now, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins will be joining us in just a bit. But Nicole Marie, I just got to say, good morning to you, Queen of the Morning.
Happy Friday. Happy mid-show. Good morning.
It's all
good
those
morning.
Things.
It's all those things and more. Yes, yes.
Yes, and more. Yes, and I have to say, it's actually a very, 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 very special day.
Yes, it is.
I got to really say. So everybody knows, unless you've been under a rock, and all of our fans, you've seen a lot of the postings out there on Facebook. You've talked to everybody I know. And I'm just so excited to say we're going to be talking about my swearing in ceremony yesterday that happened in New York City. A lot of folks are wondering about this. I've seen all the, oh my gosh, hundreds and hundreds of postings everywhere.
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh my goodness. So folks are wondering, how did this happen? What is this? How did you leapfrog over everything and everybody? And, you know, what are you going to do? What's next?
Right.
Literally.
Right.
And so I cannot wait. I will be answering all those questions coming up
Wonderful.
At 8 o'clock this morning. You don't want to
so
go
excited
anywhere.
For you, Gary.
Yes.
So
Aww,
excited for
thank
you.
You.
Congratulations.
And let me, thank you. Let me see if I can just get Michael Hopkins in just to kind of help us celebrate a little bit. Michael, I know you weren't expecting me to drop on in this early, but I wanted to bring you on with Nicole Marie. And I wanted us to just to kind of be able to have a moment together that we so deserve. And I just officially want to say thank you to everybody
And we're going to, like I said, we're going to get into it at 8 o'clock this morning, 7 o'clock for you guys out in Central Time Zone. Coming up in about a half hour. We're going in, as the kids say. Right, Nicole Marie? We're going to get to the bottom of it. So, Michael, Nicole Marie, I don't know where to begin on this one. This is huge. So stay tuned, folks. We got to have you to stay tuned so you can find out all the details. Be the first to know everything about what has happened. So, and I got to tell you this.
Don't
want to go anywhere. No way on this one. Exactly. So, Michael, Nicole, Marie, officially, let me just say it this time, a very special thank you to the two of you who are my colleagues on this broadcast. You've turned into more than friends. You literally are family. And so I appreciate that. And I would not have even gotten to this far without folks like yourself. So I want to at 8 o'clock, we'll talk a little bit about that, along with a few others that we're going to thank and talk about here this morning. So did you guys want to say anything real quick on that? And we're going
to
get started.
Again, Terry, just wanted to say congratulations to you. Awesome accomplishment. And you are going to do a wonderful job. I already know it.
Yes, you are.
And, hey, the work begins now.
Yes, it is. You are
so
official.
Much to be done. Yes.
You rose that right hand. My brother, you are official now. And now, like Nicole Marie said, the work begins now.
That's it. The rubber meets the road.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, listen, speaking of which, I'm going to take you behind the scenes at the entire swearing-in. You'll find out everything that happened yesterday. And I have a special surprise. I actually have our welcoming. I've got audio for you. So we're going to be listening to the big welcome from yesterday from being there. And I'll tell you some other behind-the-scenes tidbits. I almost didn't make it there at all. So we're going to have to talk about that. Yeah, I got to fill you guys in. You know, it's all about honesty, sincerity, and straightforwardness. So I'll be almost fouled us up. So we'll talk about all of that coming up in the next hour. So, Nicole, I got to say, Michael, we're going to check back in with you in just a bit, so stand by. We got a lot to talk about this morning, Hopkins. And, Michael, let me just say, thank you for your support. You have helped to lead the way by being an accredited claims agent and speaking up and working and your work on behalf of the veterans by helping you on your show that airs on Tuesday mornings on this network. By helping you, it helped to open up my eyes to community service even more so. And so I thank you because
that was a big
foray. I have to thank you for that. And it's been a daily reminder that we talk about it every day. We talk about it every day on the show. So this is something that we speak about. What can you say about Nicole Marie that hasn't been said? Everybody knows she's a superstar. There's a reason we call her the Queen of the Mornings. There's a reason I call her that.
I appreciate that.
Very much so. And so for you guys out there, I'm just showing up at the ball game. Nicole Marie's already been a community, public servant who was voted into office. She was elected, an elected official down in New Orleans. in Louisiana. Hold on, I'm sorry, Mississippi.
Well, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay,
Mississippi.
I'm good so far.
You trying to have me to do New Orleans, Gary?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Our Queen Treats is there. In that area.
Okay.
That's why. And Queen Treats has been on my mind this morning, so I want to thank her as well. But you have been someone who have been very instrumental. You've helped to lead the way on all of this. And I've got to say, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. This is just the beginning. So
we've got
a lot. We've got a lot to talk about this morning. And, you know, and I got to tell you, everything, even on the pictures, that if you have not been to my Facebook page, you need to go there.
Go ASAP.
Whoa. Yes, go
ASAP.
There.
You need to go there ASAP.
Oh, yes. So listen. Want to kind of, you know, along the same line of all of this wonderful celebration time, I want to turn to Nicole Marie, because this is where you get to lead us off. Michael, I'm going to keep you in for a little bit. Nicole Marie, go ahead and lead us off. Michael, you get to be part of Hope of the Day. So this is the first time.
Oh, great. Yeah.
You get to sit with us on host chat. For our Hope of the Day. So you guys out there, if today's your first time tuning in and you don't have a clue what we're talking about with Hope of the Day, Nicole Marie inspires us with her incredible talk each morning, really just trying to get our thinking in the right mindset. And we have a great deal of fans who tune in from all over the world, who share the show on their social media, who play it back later, who just have been incredible fans. And Tuesday will be our 850th live broadcast. Can you believe that? 850 on Tuesday, show number 850. So Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, our special earlier guest today, take it away. Yes,
thank
hope of the
you,
day.
Gary. Thank you.
You're
well, you're hope. Is the belief that our future can be better than our past, and it gives our lives meaning no matter what it is that each and every one of us may be going through. Just having that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And hope of the day is so, so very fitting for this special day. So for the hope of the day on this Friday is work in the crevices. The world never fits together perfectly. There are always gaps. Often they are windows of opportunity. Shine a light into the crevices. Work in there, somewhere between conformity and chaos. Great rewards reside there. So that is our hope of the day for this Friday.
Wow.
Work in the crevices.
That's exactly what I took from it. Work in the crevices to me.
Mm-hmm.
So this means you got to get down in the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
And really that's really where what kind of is the foundation for any success that you're going to have. You got to go
that's
in
it.
The crevices.
That's
and that's, they call it
and
the crevices
the
for a reason. That's what you got to do the work. That's where you'll find hardly anybody else. Because
anybody else
going to do the work.
That is quite true.
That's the easy road. Exactly. Well, and that's the thing about all of this is that it is a reminder. Do the work. See, a lot of times we're always focused on, financial gain and what we can get out of it. Our minds are not set up right to begin with. So that's going to limit you anyway, whether you know it or not. I have to say, we're going to talk about it, but one of the things that I have to say is that there were so many folks who have responded, who've been so kind. You guys can read the messages there on the page, and you can see all the beautiful pictures that were taken. And I just really have to say I'm blown away with, we'll talk about it. So, okay, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. I also want to just remind everybody, on top of everything that we're going to get into in the next hour, next week we have some special guests joining us on the show. So you don't want to go anywhere. We got new stuff coming from Keisha McAllister, our wonderful hairstylist who is out in California. Well, we got both Keishas.
Wow.
Both of them are from California. They're both in the hair business. So we're going to get them both on as well. And shout them out. I want to remind everybody about the TextureStyleAwards.com. You want to go there and check out her event. Again, it's coming up in August, August 13th to be exact, in NYC. Plus, she has classes and things like that going on. We're talking about Monet Everett, who was our special guest on Wednesday's show. It was yesterday, actually. She was on yesterday. Boy, it's hard. It's so much going on.
Wow.
It is.
Really
so
is.
True.
So true.
Yeah, but she was our guest, and she did a great job. So go to TextureStyleAwards.com and check her out. Want to shout out Rugged Evolution Beard Care as well. I chatted with them. I chatted with so many folks yesterday. It's crazy. Rugged Evolution, who supports us, one of our big, big sponsors here, and they've been with me for years. They've been on this show for years. If you listen to Hair Radio, you know Rugged Evolution.
Thank you.
I love them. They are big supporters of what we do. JustSalonTowels.com for folks out there who are in personal care. If you have a shop, even if you're an at-home stylist, you can order these towels that will help. They're bleach resistant. Go to JustSalonTowels.com. Dr. Yolanda Ragland of FixYourFeet.com. She'll be back on June 6th. She's already scheduled and booked for our 1 month away, so she'll be joining us live here on the air. She's got a whole lot to share with us that she's doing. It's a big project, so she can't wait to come here and tell us all about it. So that's really cool. Plus, I got other folks joining us who we just had. That there's so many folks clamoring to get on the show, so we just got it. Yeah, well, it's Hair Radio, and you haven't made it unless you've done what, guys?
Made it to Hair Radio.
Right here.
Well,
we
got to get it a little bit more energetic than that, guys. You haven't made it until you've done what?
Made it to Hair Radio.
Yes,
okay,
that is
better.
Quite true.
So, so that's the thing. We want to make sure that, we let folks know we appreciate all the effort and energy.
Oh, yeah.
The magazine.
Thank you so much.
Here I am.
Yesterday, rushing and running and all that kind of stuff, and I speak with so many folks, like Mr. Charlie, who we just appreciate and adore. I'm going to see if I can get the clip on that I always run. And I just had to say, it was really, really nice to hear from folks and how incredibly proud they seem to be about this big appointment. And again, it's an appointment. So I feel very, very privileged, in this case. So, I'm going to stay in on all of that. But I was just moved. And rightfully so. Now, listen, I also want to remind everybody the magazine, AfroLock magazine.com, or just go to AfroLock.com, either one. The magazine is doing so well. We're so appreciative. You guys remember that you can support us by subscribing to the magazine. So if you want to subscribe, here's how to do so. Simply go to AfroLock.com and move down on the page. You'll see the big old thing there, button, Biz Day. Click here to sign up for your first issue. It should be out the 1st of June. We're shooting for definitely the first week in June, and we cannot wait. It's only a few weeks away. So for those of you who are looking to advertise,
or be featured in the magazine, this is the time. It gets no more important than right now to let us know. And if you have any questions at 9 o'clock, I'll be available today. You can reach me directly. Call our toll-free number at 833-402-8882. Once again, 833-402-8882 after 9 o'clock Eastern. That's after 8 o'clock for you Central folks. So we'll be here. We've got plenty to respond to, and I will talk to you all about the magazine. Plus, we have some folks who are super hype about it, as I am. So I'm super happy to just that we're all working on it. And then I've got a new COO, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. And I'm not sure if you guys have had a chance to chat with her. I think you have, Michael. Khadija, she'll be with
us. I'm excited to.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. She's going to be with us next week on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is her first appearance to talk about AfroLock Magazine. She's the big chief pulling it all together. And I'm so excited to have her on board. Her energy and her detail, her focus on detail is just incredible. And so our magazine is really picking up. We have a chief of subscriptions. You guys remember Debbie. She'll be back helping you guys. If you have subscribed, she'll be reaching out to you to get you all set up, make sure that you know what's going on. And if you have not subscribed, she's going to be reaching out to you because you need to. It's only $24.99 a year, for goodness sakes. It's only $24.99 a year. So, and you get 12 issues. You get one issue each month. So, my goodness, support us. You can download it. You can
You'll
be able to view it, and you'll be able to print it. So that kind of thing. Yeah, so I'm super excited about all of that. Hey, did you guys hear how we led in with today's broadcast, Michael, Nicole, Marie?
Oh,
this
very
morning.
Much so.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I was listening.
My.
And you had one of my favorite songs on there.
Well, I already know that the music this morning, you guys had to know I was going to choose some songs that represented how I feel. And so the big song for me, what came to mind this morning, you guys know I'm up at 4 working on the shows, getting everything together for the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the first thing that popped in my mind when I woke up and saw all of the responses on Facebook about my appointment in New York City to now being a New York City public official. And I saw this and I said, oh my gosh, it reminds me of Make It Happen from Mariah Carey, because I've had so many tough times and so many tough days that I just did not ever know. I always believed, but I didn't know that we'd get here. And so, and we're just getting started. We are, oh boy, if they think I've accomplished a lot already, you really don't know who Gary Hines is. And
exactly.
The other thing is, you know, I was reading that there's so much focus now on mental health, as it should be. And when I was listening to a lot of folks talking about it on, I don't know, Dr. Phil or something or another, and they were talking about the, you know, feelings like of abandonment or not, everybody knows that loneliness or people who are just set apart and being in this new world where everything is detached. We're not connected. Physically, we're not connected. Emotionally, we're not connected. We're just kind of out there in the wind and under the guise of technology. And I don't think it's worth it, as we discussed on one of the earlier shows. for me personally, per se, but that's where we are. And I just say to folks who are suffering and dealing, and if I can have some tough days out there, and you guys know how strong I am, right. Anybody can.
Right.
And the one thing that I took to heart, and I continue to take to heart every day, is to get up and pull us together.
That's
I pull
it.
Myself together, and then I want to pull you guys together to make sure you have somebody who cares about you every single day.
That's it.
And wake up, turn on this radio. We are a family. We're going to get through this crazy world, you know, where things are topsy-turvy and folks are just in such pain.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Yeah,
our community is
so.
Suffering exponentially. I could not stand by and not do anything, so we're going to talk about that. And I'll fill you in on how it all came about. So I can't wait to share all of that with you guys coming up in the next hour. So I just, again, want to say thank you. And, yes, and Make It Happen was the song by Mariah Carey. But
happen.
That was just one. Yeah, but I got to Michael's favorite song. And I know that's your favorite song, Michael, because I said, you know what, this song reminds me of Michael Hopkins. It gets no better than James Brown.
Oh, it don't. It don't. That's old soul brother number one. Ooh, yeah. Oh,
it gets
yeah.
no better.
No better. And you
no,
know, Carrie
and
Nicole
Michael?
Marie, believe it or not, in that song, as Carrie, as you know, that's we're native sons of Philadelphia. So that Rocky
yes.
movie, that whole series means a lot to us because a lot of it was filmed right there in Philadelphia. But that particular song had an artist on it. He's no longer with us. The guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan, which he was a very influential guitarist in
yeah.
the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
And he actually played on that song. He actually did. I didn't
wow.
know that for years until I watched an interview. And it just shows you the power of music. Music, you know, doesn't really have a color or a bound or, you know, it just shows you great artists like to be around other great artists, and it doesn't matter the genre that they're in. And, you know, I just
well,
love James
you.
Brown. Love James
yeah,
Brown.
Too.
So my first concert with him when I was a kid back in Philly at
yeah.
the old Uptown Theater.
Wow. Well, that was right near my house.
Right. Right there on Broad
yeah.
Street in Lehigh.
Right. Right on Broad, like about Broad and Lehigh or something like that.
Right.
I remember going to the Uptown Theater as well growing up in Philadelphia. And I'm just grateful. I really am. But, no, I love the song, Living in America. I love James Brown. I've got another song I'm going to kind of throw together a little bit later for you guys. So all of this was just, it's been inspirational. It's been inspirational. And I'm
very
so
much
excited
so.
About it. I really am. Yeah. So we've been kind of pulling things together. Now listen.
Wonderful.
Again. Yeah. So we're coming along. I cannot complain. It's the weekend. It really is. It is the weekend. And it has been a week. Here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's been an incredible
week.
Right?
Yes, it has
What's
been.
One of the big, yeah, now do you guys remember some of the highlights this week, what we did, what we kind of got through this week on the show? Was there any moment that has jumped out to Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins? I'm going to lead it off for a change. For me, you know, of course, you know, I had the big event yesterday and all of that and the big swearing in. We're going to talk about that. But on the radio show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think I enjoyed each day. We always do the talk in the morning, so we'll kick back
right.
in with the talk in the mornings. We'll move that to Tuesday's show, but we do the talk of the mornings each day. And that's where we, on top of Hope of the Day, which really kicks off our inspiration, the Talk of the Morning kind of pulls together stories and things that we have come across on the internet or elsewhere, and kind of reminds us of what little things that we wouldn't generally talk about. So the host, each host, Michael, Nicole Marie, myself, we each pick a story or something to share with you guys. And we also invite you to share your stories as well on air with us. So we don't know what each of us is going to talk about.
Right.
And we pull these stories together, and boy, oh boy, it has sparked some incredible conversations this week that have been priceless. And I think so for you guys out there who tuned in, you've heard them. And I just would love your feedback as well. So if you're tuned in, press 1 to talk to us. You don't hear me say that all the time, but we'd love to hear from you. So press 1, and we'll get you on. I just got to say that for me, that's been my highlight this week, doing the live chat mid-show with everybody.
Yeah. Great talk.
Talking, yeah, just inspiring everybody and reminding you to get on
and
do what you got to do each day.
Right.
That's important. And I'm super happy about it. So, yeah, good stuff. Michael, what about you? Anything, of course, you've got to say, I know already, Montgomery, he's going to talk about the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yes.
So I know already. That's Michael's highlight for the week, Michael. So,
pretty much,
what do you want to say?
That episode we did on Tuesday, I loved it. I loved it.
Really?
That episode we did. I got so much feedback.
Michael. Yeah, walk everybody back through the show Tuesday. Now, Vet Talk Radio Show, let me just, for today, is your first time tuning in, you don't have a clue what we're talking about. The Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, who is our co-host. He's one of our three big co-hosts each day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But more importantly for him, he is the host of his own 30-minute show each week called the Vet Talk Radio Show, where he covers helping disabled veterans with facilitate the claims process. And he's an accredited claims agent, so he has an appointment of his own. And, you know, so we're so proud of his work.
Yes,
so this past Tuesday, Michael, you had a show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, and it was really, really good. And were we on? I don't know if we were both on it, but Michael, you go ahead. What was the show about again? Remind everybody.
Right. That particular show, we were talking about the codes.
The different diagnostic codes
and how important it is. And we were given, we gave a very good overview of the diagnostic codes and the importance of it, that a lot of veterans don't realize that this is part of their medical evidence. And
right.
I had a lot of them contact me and they did not know this. You mean to tell me this has been in my medical records when I go to the VA hospital, my private doctor, and it's been here this whole time, and I've been tearing my hair out trying to find medical evidence, and I've had it the whole time. It's been right there in front of me. And then if they go to the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations, number 34, Part 4, the four-digit codes actually, believe it or not, guys, it actually tells them if they're trying to get an increase or they're trying to file for a certain disability, the four-digit codes right there actually tell them what to do and how to file. So it was a fantastic show. I mean, I just loved it. I just, as you guys know, I'm very passionate about helping veterans. Very passionate. And I love educating, informing, and just enlightening veterans and non-veterans alike. You don't have to be a veteran to listen to our show, to listen to the Vet Talk Radio Show here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. We're on at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central.
Yes.
Back
and
to you, Carrie.
What a
Hines.
Great job. Yes, thank you, Hopkins. You have such an avid fan base, a very loyal fan base for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And they really do. They listen every week to what you have to say, and they live by what you say. They literally hang on to every syllable that you utter, Michael Hopkins. So great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, it's inspiring all by itself. And we're happy.
Well,
and you fit in. We are in such great company on this show.
Yes,
oh, my God. Everybody's a beast. You know, everybody's
very
a beast
much
at what
so.
They do.
We do, Gary. That's
yeah.
what we do.
Well, listen, I've got to turn to Nicole Marie. What was any big thing that jumped out at you this week? There was so much
yes,
that we did.
There was
so
much. There
what
was
would you like to share?
However, what stood out for me were two wonderful, for me, girl power inspirations. And first would be Ms. Andrea Drummond. This week, I so enjoyed speaking with them and just learning more. Well, Ms. Andrea Drumgool, I had met her at the live event in New York. So it was so wonderful to talk with her again and just learn more about what else she is doing. And then with Ms. Monet Everett, just learning again more about her Texture Style Awards that are coming up, her event coming up in New York. And it was that those two things stood out for me.
Wonderful. And the great job you have done with Hope of the Day, where you have shared each day this inspiration. You don't realize that you're inspiring the world each morning. And,
well, that's what it's about,
Barry.
Start each and every day on a positive note. Because our mindset is the key. That's what sets our day. It can either be a good day, or it can be a not-so-good day, but it's all in our mind and our focus and how we start our day. So I'm so happy to just bring the hope of the day.
You do, and you do a great job with it. I love that because, see, that's why when folks used to ask me, they don't ask so much anymore because they kind of get it now, but early on they used to say, why do you do a show live at 6 in the morning? You know, the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 to 9 Eastern. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're live. We're not on Monday. So, folks, don't look for us to be live on Monday because we're not going to be here. But Tuesday, we are live. Wednesday, we're live. Thursday, we're live. And Friday, we're live.
Right.
6 in the morning till 9. So, folks used to say that. So, and the reason that we chose those hours is so that we want, when you wake up, we wanted you to be able to literally still be fresh of mind and tune in because it's that early morning time that is most precious. That's
right.
Where if you are a praying person or connecting with the universe, whatever it is that you do, that's the quiet time that can set you on that right track that the Comrie is referring to. And so I thought those were the hours that even if you're getting the kids ready, preparing the breakfast, going even into the shower, there are folks who take us into the shower each day. Better shower, but something like that. But, you know, so we appreciate that. And we really do love it. And we take it seriously. So I get up early, like I said earlier today. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning
virtually every day to work on the show, things that we want to talk about, how we're going to frame that broadcast for the day. And we take it seriously. We want to continue to chat about things that are important and relevant for you. We want to talk about things that are important and relevant for us. You got a home here. You got a home. I had gotten to the point where I was so turned off from waking up and turning on the television and only seeing negative things that kind of made me feel not so great. And, you know, just a bombardment of negative things that were out of our control, kind of like almost propaganda level. And so for me, so I kind of pushed that away. I wanted to also talk about things that were pertinent and connected with my folks, many of whom feel like they don't have a voice. And I'm somebody, listen, if you know me at all, I'm going to pretty much tell you the way I feel. I don't hold stuff in like that. I'm pretty clear and easy to read, okay. I think. Yeah, you know, I don't hold it in too much. You know, so I want folks to be happy and be inclusive, and I'm grateful, you know, that that was poured into me, and I want to share it with others, very much so. So listen, we've got a lot that we have to talk about this morning. Everybody wants to know about the swearing in, so I've got to turn to that. First, we're going to take a little bit of a break. And, folks, when we come back on live in just a few minutes, we are going to get into the – and when I tell you there is some talk about the jump off, there's some talk about the jump off. I've got everything on from folks I got to thank to what is this position all about, who in the heck appointed me, and what was my oath of office, and I even got some – actual words welcoming us yesterday and being sworn in to this incredible position. So I'm so excited about it. Going to fill you in on everything you ever wanted to know and how you and what you should also be doing in the way of community and civic responsibility. So we'll talk about all of that in just a few minutes right here on the Hey Radio Morning Show. It gets no better than this. So listen, I'm going to slow down for just a moment because this is Mary J. And we've been talking about good morning. And where you need to remind yourself, good morning, gorgeous, every day. Be positive. So we'll be back in just a bit. Stay with us.
Just holding on and keeping picking up my phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to stay, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like there's a never ending. I refuse to let it end me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, oh. I wake up every morning and tell myself, good morning, gorgeous. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous. No one else can make me feel this way. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself, all the times that I wanted to be someone else, all the times that I should have been gentle with me, all the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate? gently. Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself, morning, gorgeous. Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say, morning, gorgeous. No one else can make me.
All right, we're back live. We are back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Friday, May 5th, 2023, against Cinco de Mayo. How happy we are for all the folks who celebrate. Real happy. Let's get on Nicole Marie, my colleague and co-star from wonderful down in you're in Water Valley, Mississippi. You're a board member yourself, Nicole Marie, and we are so honored to have you on. You know, you help us each show to just hold it down. And so, and Queen Trees also, I saw she gave you a shout-out. Just wanted to mention that,
all
Nicole
right.
Marie.
Hey, Queen Trees. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, she's like our fourth co-host here now.
Yeah.
Also want to get Michael Hopkins back into the fray. Michael, you're live. I'm going to come read myself. Listen, I'm got to talk about this, guys. Got to talk about the swearing in. And what was this all about? Because it came out of left field. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, let me back it up a little bit. I carry, I feel like I'm doing my actual swearing in now. But yeah, several years ago, and here's the other funny thing about all of this that I'm going to try to play a little bit of a little later. There was an actual connection. Do you know what really sparked all of this? There's one lady truly sparked all of this, who set the wheels in motion. And she actually stars on a TV show called The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Miss Marlo Hampton. Marlo was our first celebrity contributor on the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. This was before she was a regular on her TV show now called The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was always NeNe Leakes' best friend. And so Marlo did the Hair Radio Morning Show, and Marlo had made several appearances on my show. And so here's my connection, how Marlo really made this whole thing happen. Now, is that not a riddle for you guys this morning? A little bit of a tongue trying to figure out how could Marlo have helped me to become the actual government official now, public official. So, any ideas? I know you guys know because you've heard these stories before. Anything comes to mind, Michael, Nicole Marie?
Wow. Gotta be.
Yeah, she's a TV star. How did a TV star help me locally?
Wow. Uh-oh. This is like the $20,000 pyramid thing where you got to win the money with a question.
This is true.
Wow. Okay. She must have just
he had to have talked to you about this, or through, if I remember correctly, our incomparable mayor, Wayne Smith, had something to do with it. I remember.
Michael, he figured it out. Michael, you actually hit the nail on the head. That is absolutely correct. I don't remember. I think it was about perhaps maybe about 2016 or so, early on. This was early on, once we came back to the airwaves as a morning version. You guys know that we came back onto the air, the Hair Radio Morning Show, in like 2015. So probably in the following year or so, you know, we were looking for a celebrity contributor, and Marlo Hampton fit the bill. So she was not quite yet as big as she is now, but she was very popular on the show because she was always on there on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I had already interviewed folks like Cynthia Bailey when she was with her husband, her prior husband, well, before the one that she's not with now, but was, okay, anyway. That's correct. So Marlo was having a show, and Marlo had invited me to come to the show here in New York. She was going to be up from Atlanta, and I went on. I took her up on the offer. I went down to the show in Manhattan, and it was so beautiful. She had this, the entire place was like decorated with white long curtains, and it was these beautiful purple lights. And if you could just imagine that all around the circumference of the room, just beautiful. And she was dressed to the nines. Dressed to the nines. And so she didn't recognize me because, you know, it's radio. But once I told her my name, she said, "Gary, what?" She was so happy to meet me because she had been on our show several times, so she knows who I am. And so I was so happy. So I was seated once we went on Mix and Mingle and all this kind of stuff. And she was, Marlo's into fashion. If you don't know anything else about Marlo, she's into fashion and she's about helping young girls. That's what she's about. You know, she's Supergirl power like Nicole Marie.
Wow.
You know, so those are the things. Yeah. Very much so. So I'll try, you know, to get her interview on. I'll play the old interview again so you guys can hear it. So at this event, who do I get seated? Just as a coincidence, right behind one of the ladies who stars in the TV show it was on Netflix. And it was about this young woman who I think it was called Orange is the New Black. I was seated behind her, and she played a character on the show. I never had seen the show, so I had no clue in heck who she was. And I'm just talking with her. We're just chatting up a storm. And then to my right, in walks the former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey. Now, I knew Wayne. I've lived in Irvington, New Jersey for a period of time. And so I knew who Wayne was. He and his wife were there. And they were seated right up, maybe a chair in between us, I think. And so Wayne and I started chatting, and we just, you know, we were there the whole show. So we talked about everything. And all of us, we were just going in. And it was such a wonderful, wonderful thing, and we became great friends. And soon after that, and I told Wayne he knew that I had a show and all this wonderful good stuff. And Wayne also came to New York, so we had a sit-down, and we talked about that I wanted to start this association. And we did just that. It's called the Hair Radio Association. Right now we have about 900 members. So I don't know if you guys know that, But yeah, every day you see me post, I don't just post to my little friends. I got over 5,000, about 5,000 in that tranche, and I've got 1,000 over here in this tranche. I got several hundred over here in that thing, and you have no idea how many folks we reach.
I'm going to connect you.
But anyway, so I just thought I'd remind you guys out there. But yeah, so we did just that. Wayne was the very first Hair Radio Association president. And at that time, he talked with me about having a constituency and helping folks. And that was the first little glimmer I had of that this is something I could do. Now, that was back in really, like, I'm talking 2016 or 2017. It was a while ago.
Wow. Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Now, from there, later Wayne sent me a reminder and said, hey, you know, New York, your part in Brooklyn, I think you guys, you know, they got some opening, you got a shot. And I applied and stuff, and that one didn't work out so much. At that time, I, you know, had other things going on, and so I could not follow through on that at that time, and it didn't work out. And I think I was just outright rejected, if I recall. But and I knew that it wasn't for me at that moment. I got Hair Radio. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
We have hair products. We got events. We got other things going on. So, you know, I'm plenty busy. But when the opportunity again came up, and then doing this radio show with Nicole Marie, who's now about a year in with me as co-host, and congratulations again to her, I felt that this was something that I felt that it was time. And then with Nicole Marie being her own council, city council person down in Mississippi, I thought that this was great inspiration for me.
Wonderful.
And then Michael also being elevated as an accredited claims agent, you know, veterans advocate, helping with the claims process to facilitate all that. So you guys just reminded me all about community.
Wow.
And that is what inspired me again to check into this. And this is not something, this is not some little light thing.
No, you definitely can't take it lightly.
Position. It is not to be taken lightly. It's an official appointment. And I have to tell you, just for me, I'm serving on a board in my community that represents over 200,000 people. So I just wanted to give you some idea. I'm also a New York City public official. This is according to them. So I have to take it very seriously. We get to vote on things. We get to weigh in on things. We have a great deal of resources that will be connected with the mayoral office and so much other. So I just say I'm grateful. And at the event yesterday, thank you. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Guys, you're not going to believe this, but I had written down the wrong address.
That could be a problem.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. I said, okay, should I take a city subway? You know, I live right across the street from a subway. Or should I just take a taxi or Uber or whatever? So I said, let me just take a regular taxi because we have regular taxis, and, of course, I can call Uber and stuff. But I just went around to the regular taxi and had written down what I thought was the address. I put the wrong street.
Oh,
so
no.
So had I taken the city subway, I would have been lost completely. Would have never made it to the building. So that wouldn't have happened. I could tell you straight up I would have been lost. I hadn't even noticed that it was the wrong street.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I got into the taxi, the taxi driver said, I don't never heard of that. No, he said, what is the street? Can you double check? I'm like, well, I know what I wrote down. I'm not crazy. I thought it was an effort of futility. But when I looked at my information from the city, the mayor office stuff, and I looked and I'm like, oh my gosh, he was right. It was a different street. I said, if you had not, sir, told me this, I would have never made it to this event on time, if at all, because I would have no clue that I had written down the wrong street. It wouldn't have even dawned on me. So say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. He sent the right man to help me at the right moment. So here I'm in the back of the my beautiful town car, headed to the event in downtown. Riding like a superstar. And it was so beautiful. Oh, yeah. It was really nice. Even everything, just what I was going to wear. And it was difficult to figure out even that because I wasn't quite sure. What do you wear to a swearing in? I was so excited. So I said, okay, you know, I wanted a monochromatic look. And my one of my wonderful jackets that I absolutely love and had had for years. And so it gave a very classic look. And then it was a little chill in the air, so I had a beautiful scarf wrapped around my neck. And let me tell you something. When I got out of the car, even these fellas put my hand up to God, these people who were from even that, you know, out in the streets on the corner, the two guys told me how nicely I looked. Okay, I kid you not, the God's honest truth.
Oh, wow, nice. Great.
They were doing some stuff for the SPCA. And so, you know, so I was like, wow, thank you. I took a little bit of extra time to pull it together because this was such a – I felt it would be a historic event. I had no idea it would have the gravity that it has, but it does. And went on into the building, which was this gigantic old historic building, just beautiful in downtown Brooklyn, New York. So downtown New York City. And go in there. They have so many big rooms, like, you know, this ridiculous. So had a chance to chat with everybody, do a few photos. All of us were so excited. It was a lot of people. Oh, my goodness. Lots and lots of folks.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah, so we had some wonderful, wonderful I think I have maybe about 30 seconds. I should have a little something. I'm going to see if I can find it for you guys and get a cue. But it was just an incredible event. They did the big swearing in, and we had so much that we have to be responsible for. Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to be careful because you're now out there. You're out there. So, I'm just grateful. Yeah.
Very
Ooh,
true.
Boy. Yeah, so this is really something
all
that...
All eyes on you.
That, yeah, all
oh,
eyes
yeah.
on you. And you alone are on you. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so they did just such a great job, and they explained a whole lot of information, and it was like a family. You know, we all want to do the work, and we're all so excited. It was a very, very special, special feeling that they did. I'm going to see if I can continue to find this here. But, yeah, it was really good. I cannot complain, and this is just the beginning. It really is. It's just the beginning. So that was my whole thing when I first got there. And again, this is not something to be taken lightly. We got to be careful. You can be sued and so much stuff.
Very much
here
so.
Here is. Oh, sure. I'm going to just let this play a little bit. This is the welcome from the folks at the event. So take a listen. See if I can get it up for you. There you go.
First, I'm here to say congratulations. Give me some applause. Today is about you, one of the most diverse community board cohorts to be seated. Almost 10% of our members are now aged 16 to 29, and we had a 22% increase in the age of 20 to 29.
Wow.
The average age of our new appointees in 2023 is much younger than that of our reappointed members. And this is great. Why? Because we all know the future belongs to the youth. It is essential that we create the spaces in which they can begin to shape the neighborhoods, the cities, and the world in which they will live. We boast that New York City is a melting pot. We can find people here from more than 100 countries across the world, and they bring along with them not only their food, but their culture. And so it was great to see that there was also a substantial increase in persons identifying as African American or Black, Caribbean, West Indian, and Latino or Latina. These Africans, some of whom are now members, bring with them unique perspectives of what is community. They may not have engaged before in formal structures such as the community board, but they bring a strong sense of community. They understand that the world can be made better by looking out for each other. They or their families came to the United States with dreams. Dreams of a society in which they can thrive, and they are here to put in the work. A cohesive and functional community board means that each member, whether it's your first time on, whether it's your 10th or 20th time on, must embrace the perspectives that each brings, may it be cultural differences or differences in ideology. You have just taken...
Wow. Okay. All right. Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. When you hear something like this, what kind of went through your mind, guys?
Wow. Just how very important your role is in the community, to do the work of the community. It's just, it's an amazing thing. It's a great honor, but at the same time, it's a great responsibility because you're responsible for making decisions on behalf of the people that live in your community.
Yes, and we really do have folks who are going to rely on us.
Oh,
they really
very
are.
Very much so.
Yeah, and I'm actually very proud. I really am. I just, my chest poked out a little bit further yesterday.
It's a great honor.
And
you should be proud.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you. And just to be at, you know, downtown where in the law, in the room, the very room where they pass a lot of these laws that affect us on a day-to-day. And I'm just happy. Literally, it's local government. Now, this isn't something that I'm making up. This is literally local government. And it's the first foray into that. And so with heavy responsibility. You know, there are things you can be sued on and all kinds of stuff. You can get all kinds of stuff.
It is real serious at this point. It's really serious. And people going to try to tempt you to do all kinds of things. And you got to stay with this kind of stuff. You got to be strong, man, because people will try all kinds of things. You know, they see that public official and,
This is not our first time at the rodeo, so you know we're going to be on point. But
live and in color.
But Michael's right. What happens is, and the Comrie, they really do you're exposed to a lot. You have a lot of responsibility, and it's not to be taken lightly.
And privy to information that you never even thought of, just, you know, being a citizen.
Right.
You know, you think you know a lot of things just because of what you hear from the news and so forth. But when you're on the inside, you learn so much more of how things work. You know, you're connected to so many different people, so many different offices around the city. It's just such an eye-opening experience. Because what you thought you knew, you really didn't know.
Very much so.
But now you're going to find out the real deal.
When I raised
and what
my
exactly
hand and had to take an oath of office and to see myself at the podium where these great speakers are who are moving the people in and around the city, I just had to say thank you to God.
Very much so.
I had to say thank you to God.
Yep.
And
he made it possible and
who,
put you in that space for a reason, Carrie. And I know you're going to do an amazing job. You are there for a reason.
Very much so.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Well, listen, I appreciate that. And we're going to work it out.
We're going to work it out. Uh-oh.
And let me tell you, the people there were just so excited. Everybody was like, the room was a buzz. And everybody was so beautiful, real talented people. And I just felt at home. And I said, wow. So
they've got
there's
the
only one
here,
dream
so.
Left. There's only one dream I have left that I'll be working on. One dream left. And should I tell everybody now what that dream is?
Uh-oh.
No. We never do that on the radio morning show.
Uh-oh.
We never tell you right now anything. No, you got to wait a little bit.
When is time, Carrie?
No, I'll tell you today. I'll tell you at the end of today's show. But, yeah, it's one dream left that I'm real happy to pursue, and I'm so inspired about it. And so this is something that is important to me, community involvement. But, again, you know, this is we've been walking the walk for a while, so let me just say that. So I'm real pleased that we're now able to do the work. And I've got great mentors. Nicole Marie, did I not put you down as a mentor? Yes, that's my mentor.
You did.
Yes, and also to, of course, Wayne Smith, another mentor of mine.
Oh,
excellent
mentor.
All of you guys are. We inspire one another, and that's the thing. You know, so
everybody brings something different to the table, Carrie. But it all the pieces of the puzzle fit together to make it work.
Is that not something? Who in the world would have thought we would have arrived here?
Exactly.
We've arrived big time.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's almost mind-blowing. It really is. Like, I think back 2 years when Michael came in with the Vet Talk show, I could not imagine we'd be where we are today. Never thought he was going to be an accredited claims agent. Didn't think about that. And Nicole Marie, you were just one of several. All were
Michael
amazing,
Angel.
Don't get me wrong. Amazing producer women over at the Vet Talk Radio show. Didn't know you were going to be a co-host who'd be the longest co-host in the history of my show.
Isn't that amazing?
That is an accomplishment all by itself.
Yes,
and that you are already accomplished. And so you came in the door accomplished, though. So that is something that is incredible, and you've been able to help inspire our listeners. And so you guys have had an impression on me. So I'm grateful, very grateful for that. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little bit of a break. We'll be back, and boy, oh boy, you're going to be shocked when you hear what my plans are down the road and what's my next big thing. And so you don't want to really go anywhere. We've got a whole lot more to kind of get into this morning. I think Michael has helped to put this in my head. I want to hear some funky music this morning, so stay with us. I want some funky get-down music. You got to go
Let's
to the brown
it.
Man.
Uh-oh. Definitely
folks.
Sound
All
like
right.
a plan to me.
Okay, stand by, everybody. We'll be right back.
One, two, three, ho!
together, what the fuck is so? In Mobile, Alabama, they're getting that funky soul. Hey, that's it, do something together.
And I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life...
an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is
is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back. With Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. It's again May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo. Do you guys there celebrate?
Yeah. Oh, pretty much.
I love Cinco de Mayo. Growing up as a kid in school in Philadelphia, I went to Bethune School over in North Philadelphia as a little kid, and we would celebrate Cinco de Mayo. You know, and that was so amazing because it was, what is an original, I know it's a holiday of Mexico, but everybody
right.
celebrates, you know, and Philadelphia, when we were in school, you celebrated all the holidays. They didn't care if it was, you know, what was that day we dressed up a green, you know, we were not from
St. Patrick's Day.
Ireland or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, you know, we were little black kids. We didn't know. We just dressed up whatever they told us. We were there. But this was one of my favorites. I love this and May Day. May Day, you know, all those holidays, those were, you know, it gave you a sense of community. I think those are the early parts of things that kind of implanted that community spirit.
Yeah,
and
right.
inclusivity.
Well, it's all about education and just inclusion of
education.
Everyone, you know?
Yep.
And shouting out our educators because they're doing the work. Yes. But let me tell you something. We knew that we were just one part of a large melting pot of folks, and we
right.
have that sense of community, and that is what's missing today. That real sense of community. So I really
right.
wanted to be able to put my money where my mouth was. And even though we do so much here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're already involved in community through our efforts, even in broadcasting and publishing and podcasting and all of this and my books and everything that we've ever done and my live hair events and everything. We've just been able to accomplish a lot. So you guys out there, if you have not purchased your subscription to AfroLock Magazine, you need to do it now. Go to AfroLock.com. Again, let me spell it for you. That's AfroLock. It's one word, AfroLock.com. Go there. Purchase your magazine. It's only $24.99 for the year. So you get an issue each month. It'll be inboxed to you. You could print it out, read it, and save it, and all that wonderful good stuff. So really, really good things. Where the first issue will be out the first week in June, so we don't have much time. So please, please, please support us. We really appreciate that. And for you guys, if you've already purchased a subscription, that's great. But why don't you give a gift subscription away? Maybe sign up a couple other folks and let them have a wonderful gift. We will actually make a little note from you that will accompany the order over. So please support, 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 so that we can keep the Hair Radio Morning Show going strong. We can keep AfroLock Magazine going strong. We can keep Carapy going strong. We can continue our work on behalf of the community. You see what we're working on in New York City, what Nicole Marie's working on down in Water Valley, Mississippi, what Michael Hopkins is doing in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and helping veterans all over the country. So, you know, I'm so proud. We've just been doing it up. We've been killing it, guys.
Oh,
have
yeah.
We've been doing a good job.
It's been a
so
great
true.
Morning.
So true. This has been
you,
a dynamite morning.
You guys enjoyed the show today.
Very much so.
Yes, yes.
Very much so.
I think the Hair Radio Morning Show, yeah. Go ahead, Nicole.
No,
what are you going
to say? Let me just say, it's all about celebrating you today and
let me just say it's such an honor and a pleasure. I'm so humbled to be working with you and be a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we just thank you. Just thank you, thank you.
Well, that I take to heart. You and Michael, Katrina, you guys have been folks who have supported me. Queen Treese, you guys have been my new family. And all the fans from around the world at the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the folks who tune in every day, who buy our product, who buy our commercials, who really support, and I mean support us. This means a lot. If you guys have not done so, I encourage you to go to my Carrie Hines Facebook page and read all the comments. See all the beautiful pictures that we took at the swearing-in ceremony here in New York City. And that's on my next big plan on what's next for me, which is my favorite question here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you guys know. What's next for me is that I'm setting up a music career.
Oh, wow.
We'll tell you more about it next week. Yeah. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. We are, and when I open up and do things, believe me, I don't do them on a small scale. So we'll be doing some big
music
stuff
that.
Next week.
Sound like a plan to me.
You're going to enjoy this, guys. Wait till next week. We'll be back on Tuesday from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. On behalf of everybody, all the fans, everybody at the Hair Radio Morning Show, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, everybody, we just thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And to all the veterans who tune in for the Vet Talk Radio Show.